How's your week going so far?
It's going pretty good. I think we had a pretty good week of practice so far, but we just got to keep getting ready for Enid.
So. You talked about practice this week. What did you think about the first couple of games? How would you assess the Bruins so far through two games of play?
East Central, we kind of made a lot of sloppy mistakes, but that's expected for the first game, getting the first game jitters out of the way. And then on the second game against Cache Hall, defense I thought played really good. But we can still get better in both aspects. So,
why don't you run down for everybody listening who maybe doesn't know what positions you play and what your role in the club is this year?
I play left guard and defensive end. So,
you have a particular favorite out of those two?
Probably defensive end.
Defensive end. Yeah. And rushing guy, you like to get to the quarterback? Is that the goal each time? Or
yeah, and well, in passing situations, yeah, right. But mainly reading the shoulder and just making the right read so you can get the tackles.
Talking with Seth Hinnegart here ahead of the Bruins' homecoming game against the Enid Plainsmen. And Seth, why don't we talk a little bit about your life off the field before we circle back around to football? What are some of your hobbies? What do you do when you get out of school each evening?
Well, a lot of homework right now, but whenever hunting season starts, I'll go out and bow hunt a little bit.
Bow hunt? What do you like to bow hunt?
Deer.
Deer?
Yeah.
Okay. What's the biggest deer you've bagged?
I haven't shot any bucks yet, but just a doe, and it weighed like 140 pounds.
140 pounds? So. And do you guys make jerky out of that or anything fun?
Yeah, we'll make jerky out of it, and I don't know, we'll sometimes make it into like deer steaks or just deer burgers, whatever we can make it out of.
Talking with Seth Hinnegart here ahead of the Bruins game against the Enid Plainsmen. Homecoming this week. How's homecoming week gone so far?
It's gone pretty good. I feel like there's a lot of excitement around the school, and they're all ready to watch us play on Friday night. So
I was going to talk with Coach McKee about this a little bit later, but I was really impressed with the crowd on Friday night. There was a huge line of people to get in, and it looked like the whole thing was mostly full. I even saw some people kind of spilling onto the track on Friday night, and I guess that's got to make you guys feel pretty good that there's a lot of buzz in the community about this football program right now.
Yeah, it does make us feel pretty good because I think the biggest crowd I've ever seen there is back in the Jinx game in 2010 whenever they played them. So that's pretty good to see there, and it gives us a lot of encouragement and just makes us want to play even that much harder. So,
what else do you like to do outside of football? You mentioned hunting. Do you have any favorite TV shows or movies or anything like that?
Not really. My TV is usually on SportsCenter most
Sports
of the time.
SportsCenter? Yeah, what are your favorite sports teams?
The Denver Broncos and the Sooners.
Ooh, I'm sorry to hear that. Denver is going to lose tomorrow night against Kansas City.
Just be prepared for
that loss. You ever been to a Broncos game?
Yeah, I was actually at the one where they played the 49ers last year where Peyton Manning broke the touchdowns record.
Now, do you think Peyton Manning still has it in him here this last year, or is he getting too old?
No, he's not too
You don't
old.
Think so? You no. think the reports about his arm getting old, those reports are inflated, you think?
Yeah, it's all bogus.
Who are some of your favorite team leaders on this year's ball club? I've asked a lot of guys about kind of the behind the scenes on the Bruin football team. Who are some guys that are outspoken on the squad this year that really help you guys out when maybe you're getting into some tougher situations?
I mean, all the captains, I feel like, have done a really good job of leading the team. And then even other guys like Hunter Gritsmaker, he's been pretty outspoken this year. And even though he's not a captain, he can still lead by example and just lead everybody. So,
talking with Seth Hinnegart here ahead of the Bruins' homecoming matchup against the Enid Plainsmen at Custer Stadium. What are your plans for after high school?
Go to college and major in civil or architectural engineering, and if I can get the opportunity to play football.
Are you good at math? I guess that's what you have to be good at to do architecture, right? I don't even – that tells you what I know. I don't even know what it takes to be good at architecture. So math, what's your favorite subject in school?
Yeah, probably math. But
okay, specifically math? I mean, algebra doesn't matter?
I mean, I'm in calculus right now. But
okay. Well, what's your least favorite class?
English.
English? Okay, so you're one of those numbers guys.
Yeah.
Any idea of where you'd like to go to school just yet?
I don't know. I've been applying to a bunch of different schools, but I'd like to go to OU, but just wherever happens. So.